first these lines that says, like, listen well. So here, this is referring to not being like an overturned kind of container. And the second, listen kind of completely or thoroughly, is referring to not being like a container with some sort of stain in it. And then thirdly, is not being like a container with a hole in it. So in any of these three cases, if you're trying to store something, it's not going to work. If you have something that is overturned, you can't actually put anything in it. If you have something that has a hole in it, although you might put something in that container, it's just going to slowly go away. And finally, if you have a container that's somehow stained, somehow has something on the inside of it that ruins whatever you put in it, although it may remain for a long time, it's kind of ruined already. So this is how we should be thinking about our motivation when we are listening to the teachings. We should listen well, in that our mind is not distracted. If we are distracted to something else, then we're like an overturned container where nothing's actually going in. And then the second line, and these can be variously translated, but it's like, listen completely or a sort of thoroughly, in that one should have a proper kind of motivation, a sort of openness, not a kind of tainted motivation for listening, like thinking about just the affairs of this life or not becoming sick or you know, getting some sort of temporary benefit. And then finally, we should have a kind of mind that is like a container without a hole in it. If we are listening but we are, say, distracted, or we're not really paying good attention, then whatever it is that we have heard will just be forgotten later, like a container with a hole in it. It won't remain.
All right.
Is it okay if Geshe-la takes off his mask? It just makes it a little bit easier for me to hear what he's saying. So, it's saying that like, if you guys are all wearing it, he doesn't feel good not wearing it. But just for the clarity of being able to hear, I hope that that's okay. Just for those of us that are speaking, so that you can hear me clearly and I can hear him clearly. It's a little bit easier, happier to talk without it on too, so.
Okay, then, yeah. Oh, tini tang e she de ta.
Ta ko song ine ta ti yang ge sung ge ma ne ine
ta. Oh, ta ti de. Ta ga ying go ta chang da ja. Oh, ta ngen dang bu ta yin de shi ju mo na ta jing ge sung da na xin chen li so yo ge qu yi qu bu de xin. New to Jigby Chiwa Temba Tang, Shivi Jesu Luda Timashin, Gana Lente, Chishin Dangbala, Neva Tempo Nyen, Nyebi Tso, Nyebi Tso, Tashin Tawa Namjang, Bonwa Tang, Gezo Tata Duba Chebola, Tatu Patan Tempo, Chinji Los, Wata Kandaja, Nanzogita, Ludi, Karasim Reta, Mitemba, Diso Yoa City, Mitemba. Tempo, Mitembacha, you saw you. And Mitembatian, Chui Chubunashi, near to Jigba. When I tell Chui Chubulet, Jigba Lar, Chui Chubuta, Giringbun, Jigba Reta, Kashi, Chui Chubulet, Jiglava, Sam that Chui Chubuta, Kantaja, Chui Chubunashi, Rex, or Tinday in Tanta, Tinday in Tanta. New to Chibi Chiwa Temba, said the Tar and Imanzi Lude, Tambo Ye, 제비 제라 다 치와시에데 예여바로와 되는 인상 치와시에데 다 템바시에데 치와 템바 치와 미다바 템바 다 치위지 어디체디 다 제점님의 강다장 안쪽이 리드 제점님의 직비랑 신도 내바 인상 아니 인주고 민내바 직비랑 신지래 답에 템보베 가르소레 로 똥다 똥다 까와까와 띵데 내요 말이야. 오 인상 그 디제기 체니 인상 뉴도 직발에 해서 띵데 질라답니다.
So then as we recited in the foundation of all good qualities this third and fourth verse which says that this life our life is like a water bubble it is quickly destroyed remember how quickly and easily it is destroyed and so remembering that we are going to have to die and after we die we follow our actions sort of like a shadow so recognizing this finding certainty in this it says please bless me to always have a conscientiousness whereby I eliminate all negativities and accomplish all good deeds. So here, this verse, it describes the way in which this body, this life that we have, is very unstable. It's like a water bubble, which is very easily destroyed. It doesn't remain for long. And so from the moment that we are born, we are impermanent phenomena. We are a compounded thing subject to destruction. So from the point of being generated or being born, it's certain that we are going to have to die, that we are going to lose this body. So like a water bubble, where sometimes you can have a water bubble that will remain for a little while, but our body is certain to be destroyed. There's no way that it can remain. And so knowing this, recognizing how easily we can lose this life, which is just like a water bubble that could be gone at any time, we should recall death. We should remember that we are going to have to die. And recalling, having certainty that we are an impermanent phenomena and subject to death, then we're recognizing that we won't remain long, that we don't have a sort of stable body that can last for, say, thousands and thousands of years, but rather we are born into a situation such that we have to part with this life. We are going to be subject to destruction.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. Oh, Karayin, that gives you a chance to do it in a digi. Mitapa Shimba in a Karayin, Mitapa Shimbi gave it. 이 미답바다 미템바 심비 개바데 다 수송원에 개위 차와지 죽격이 연하더니 다 단단 니네 수고라 드린 니네 짬데 아 단단 니네 짬데 답에 개위 차와 잼바다 남상 치우는 지격이 요래 수고다 아 잼바다 남상 치우는 것도 로 제마 최고 딘단 로 숨기 제일 최고 로 주의 제일 최고 아니 견유찬이 최고 아니 딘데스 양 나다 나 나디정 아니 나나 신이 아니 최고세 딘데면 지혜요 말에 삼로 나다 시갈라 몰라 치지 최고 마시 공라 치지 최고 삼 딘데 삼나더니 디요 말에 가르스나 알리다 리 미다바 신비 개바데 미다바 시에데 고 미템바스 그래 직비랑 신고 직바데 가디 직마지다 직바데야다 가디 직마지 예바 메바 지당 계직 계직이다 직도 그래 니 말을 직도 그래 다 이나야 진지 파기 탐이 아니 세티기 리터리에 쓰나미도 다 강 치워서야 되다 가디 용용 마용 예바 메바 인상 치워미다 와서 근데 인상 기위 차와 단단 니네 스타 단단 니네 좀 교바다 기위 차와 정말 죽고도 삼 교계는 단단랑 죽고를 마도 아 로 나게 제일 최고 주의 제일 최고 제바이나 디 아니 다다 되기 말에 간스는 미다바이 인장 어디 생기기요레스
So the sort of purpose, the need for thinking about impermanence and death is that we need to do virtuous actions, as the rest of the verse continues, that our future existence will follow after our actions. We need to make an effort to do things that are virtuous or positive and do them now. So if we have this idea like, oh yeah, it's important to do virtue, I would get to that eventually. Maybe I'll do that next year, or maybe after 3 years, maybe after 10 years, or maybe when I get old, I'll focus on that. Or maybe when I get sick and before I'm going to die, that's when I'll decide to do those positive actions. Well, this is not a good way of thinking, because this life, again, is impermanent, and how long it will last is uncertain. Because it is a compounded phenomenon, or something that is subject to destruction, we know that this is although our life is something that is momentary, we're changing moment to moment, there's no sort of time in which this is remaining static, but when the end of this life will come is totally uncertain. We don't have any kind of guarantee that we will be around for a certain amount of time. And so when the last moment of this life will come is something we can't predict. So just having the thought like, oh, I should do something virtuous is not enough. We need to put our efforts into it now, because there's no certainty about how long we'll be around and when we will be subject to that final destruction.
Oh yeah, that didn't mean that. Shibi jesu lu da tima shin kanna len te chi shin dangwa la nipan tenpo nye ne es tini nyebi tso, nyeche tap nyebi tso pangwa tang gezo tuko re siye de tada ta shibi jesu kare chigre sina ta shibi je la ani deduk siye de ani kanna ki je la doge re ma to le karpo ta le karpo karna sina le gewa ta le mikiwi je la अनि देदुक सिए दे दी जेल डोगिरे मातो देदुक सिए दे ले घर सूरत ता कहाँ तर जा देवा ता दुना सिए दे ले सुस ले नी मातो कर ले केवा ता मिके नी की जेल ड्रोवा मातो शेन सुची की जेल ड्रो लाती तो मती जेसु चुंगिरे मातो शेन देदुक सिए दे केवा जेमी ता सचिमी देदुक दे Setiki Norlonje, Gunor Longje Jesu Yongia Mares, Ming Chemboki Jesu, Setiki Ming Chemboki Jesu Yatogumare, Setiki Wandang Sinamido, Top Cosa Chembo, O Dindiki Jesu Yatogumare, Setiki Kormanungi Jesu Yatogumare, Takandar, Setiki Korda Nietu Longje, Tamda Nyenda, Kangian Jesu, Togio Mare. Kana lente le kewa ta mikewi je kona mato shenpa kangiya jesu togi maresi. Inza shiwi jesu luita tima shindu kana lente chishin dangwa la si dedukte kana le ki jesu chishin dangwa la ani ngeba nye ne esi di tama tindekis ta nye shenji kene ani ta tseti la dipa pongwa tang kewa duba ina ani maombi.
So, here, in terms of our future happiness and suffering, as this verse continues, it says that after death, in the way that a shadow follows the body, we follow after our black and white actions, meaning our positive and negative actions are what will determine what kind of happiness and suffering we experience in a future life. There's no way we can't sort of follow after anything else that propels us into a future suffering or happiness. It's not as though the kinds of things that we will experience in our future life are dependent on, say, whatever wealth we accumulated in this life, or whatever kind of status, whatever kind of power or fame that we had in this life is what our future lives will follow after. But rather, this is not our future lives are not dependent upon any of that. But like the way that a shadow follows the body, we will follow after, in terms of our future life, the positive and negative actions that we have accumulated, our karma. And so finding certainty in that, it continues that we should eliminate all kind of negative activities and strive to accomplish virtuous actions, because we find certainty that the happiness of our future lives is dependent upon the kinds of actions that we engage in right now.
Mm, yeah. 대화다 동아시에 대한 콤비 제일 조기요. 균전 가르레스나 세비 레기 세치미 대부 아니 대두께와 시에데 레기 대두께와 시에데 가르치는 균전 시에서 망한지 셈데 콤비 제일 조기요라 콤비 제일 콤바스 콤바스 깨와 제마 깨와 제마 시에도 깨와 제미 아니 가르 이나양 Luna is some country jungi yena, they do country jungi yena, Tengami Kumbala Ralebres or Kumbi jail, Kumbala Tamang and Namji Pacha, 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 Lato, She Nam Shi, Shebat, Shebi Pacha, Nit Chimala Togiore, Litre Yomarwa, Litre, Shebat, Shebi Pacha, that Sheba Kuran Tendang and Shegi, Leda. Give it letter, me give it less, give it letter, me give it letter, chimala dray your marriage. Tawana su dore, citizen, but that combat the dore, combo you, combat, combalana the pacha de Nibus pacha. That's still a Sabian Sigiro, go pacha till a dene, and they took Jungian. Count that young city gewal combat dedam, city mikiwal combat nite, comtide, gewajimala dog. 다 검지대 드로초기를 딘딘다 깨워치마 여바시에디 간제스톤 두기로 했으나 콤바시에지 여러와 빼는 간소 중중니 콤바 여바디 중중니 콤바 여나 침볼라양 콤바디 람자 대기를 중중니 콤바 매나 침볼라디 치고 죽는다니 시행기 말을 콤바디 매나 중중니 양나 니엘라 콤바 중중님 목에 강답자 로주자 강답자 내가 콤바데 얘는 제일한테 용기를 내가 콤바데 맨날 제일 신이 말해 시험보단 가래 있나요 대두다 시에도 콤비 왕기 용기를 인상 내 개월 콤바 있나 아니 되기 콤바 콤바라 때네 되기도 용기오래 내 미개월 콤바 있나 되기 콤비 왕기 아니 동아도 용기 오 인상 개월 제마 시에 대한 아니 남식이 주인도 마 용기요래 남식이 주인라 아니 개화다 미기 콤바데 대단 냠도 남식이 대단 냠도 용디 잠바 아니 개위 콤바데기 대기 용기요래 미기위 콤바데기 둥아 대기요래 오 딘데 인상 가이스는 미기위 릭 삼로 니몽기 릭데 계장 니네 나도 샘마기와 세기요라 빼나 콩도지는 대회장 맞지와 차치셔도 공도기 공도기에는 기본적인 수치요 말아 공도기니까 봐 김덕하고 통견지 수치요 말해 강사대 오다코 기본에서 말해 맞지 룽시워도 쓰기도 다가난 대자 숙침부지 강사대 기본요 말해 시당 숙침부지니까 봐 강사대 기본요 말해 인자 예몽 승견대 랑 맞지와 승견대 인자 예몽비 콤바디안 깨와 제말라 맞지와 쓰기요 오 딘데 인자 다 강달자 제 치밀 되기도 제디 개미기 콤바라 랄레바 인상다 개와 두리엘 콤바다 미개와 봉엘 콤바데 다 제디를 배진 치고래서 어디 레이네.
So when we think about the happiness and suffering of our future lives, well, what is it that causes or creates happiness and suffering? Well, when we think about this, what actually our sort of future happiness and suffering comes from is the kind of habituation or what we have accustomed our mind to, what we have habituated ourselves or sort of conditioned our mind to. So in, say, earlier lives, the kinds of propensities that we have created, the kinds of imprints that we have laid down, those are something that is actually able to travel with the continuity of our consciousness into a future life. So actually, when we engage in a karmic action, in an action that is a karma, something that is positive or negative, that karma itself doesn't remain with us. It's not able to continue on into our future life. But rather, it's laid down an imprint, a kind of propensity on our mental consciousness that will continue into our future lives. So these are variously called seeds or sort of imprints, propensities, and those kinds of habits that we have, that we have accustomed ourselves to, will continue into future lives. And that's really the one thing that we have control over in terms of our happiness and suffering of future lives. So when we think about the kind of like things like the knowledge that we have and our happiness and suffering, they are all dependent upon this kind of habituation or conditioning of customizing ourselves to something. So if we have a sort of habituated ourselves to something as a child, we find that that continues into our adulthood. That's something that naturally, when we have that kind of familiarity or habituation, that is something that the imprints on our consciousness continue on. And so too it is with our future life, that with the continuity of our consciousness, although we cast aside our physical body, this continuity of consciousness continues, and it continues with those imprints, those propensities that have been laid by previous actions and previous mind states. So when we think about like afflictive types of mind, we can easily see that these are the kinds of things that create unhappiness. When someone gets really angry, they don't enjoy themselves. They're not having fun with that. They're not happy during that time. They're creating more suffering. So any kind of afflictive mind, like anger, or when someone is extremely attached to something or has really strong hatred, those afflictive states are creating suffering. And we can see that when one habituates to that, you're creating the kind of imprints or propensities to have those mind states again and have future suffering. And so too it is with positive mind states. If we are able to habituate ourselves to more virtue, more positive mind states, then we are creating the kinds of propensities, those habits that will continue into our future lives. So our future lives, happiness and suffering, is really dependent upon the kinds of imprints that we create at the present.
Oh yeah, that is the jibu chungi kor samlo re, that is rang, tso rang la samlo tang na dindri chikho re jibu chungi samlo re. That deda te tsam la jibu chungi samlo tsam la ma shabba che. That rang ani gewa jema la dunga yongi re, di chidu gewa drupu re, siya de samlo de drita driba re. Ina yang te tsam ki chok ma shiwa che, rang tsam du ma se, shen la yang gewa jema la pendo chik drupu ro che na samne, rang ki tenda Give each other, look, tell some comes and chevy, pajala, then, give a jima, and again, Mila, and in the jig, give me gig, long door shin, and a simjan mambojigla, and a pendo duk to nasambi, and a tinjig, oh, che, gun on yamba chungwaina, dian, and a yapo, that the tinjig, you go, you know, that give a jima, that simjan shan, pendo, jachimbo, jungle jigla, ye, give a, tell, tartuna, and a tarbi.
Simjian Shen, the Tarba, Tamja Kimbala, Karsu, Gay Tuba, Sura, Takanda, Dre Tubi, Jobala, Pendo, Yumeki, or Tindiji Maumba, Giva Jemala, Chumna, Sami Gonata, Gil, Sidila, Anne, Chen Yamba, Jubata, Giva Kandaji Chebana, Tindiji Samlo Chumana, Yahoo, Yores.
So this kind of explanation is from the perspective of a being of small scope or small capacity, as we would say, where you're thinking about just future lives and one's own kind of happiness and suffering based upon those imprints. And so ideally, we shouldn't just remain there in that kind of mind state, but think more broadly. Think about the kind of situation that others... other sentient beings are in that they are in this same situation. And even if we do take future rebirths that are good rebirths, we are still subject to the kind of suffering of samsara. And so we shouldn't just be satisfied sort of thinking about creating imprints of virtue for future lives, but we should be thinking about trying to benefit other sentient beings by being able, ideally, to show others the path, what is to be adopted and what is to be abandoned, which brings about the greatest kind of benefit for them, not just thinking about achieving a good life in the future, although at the very least that's something positive, but thinking about trying to lead all sentient beings to that state of Buddhahood and omniscience. And so whether we are listening to the Dharma, whether we're doing some kind of practice, accomplishing the Dharma, meditating, we should set this kind of a mind state, undertake this sort of an intention for the action that we are doing to bring about the greatest possible benefit.
Oh, yeah, that comes to the Nisha, didn't it? 배지 수용 신앙미도 어디 딘데게 삼로 사바르도 쇼게 야 랑니다 쇼게 랑 랑에게 삼로 들라 제바 쇼요를 했음고요다 디 개침보요 빌론데 쇼게 야 랑디 아니 나 드링긴 니모텔라 드니 니에다 개와 카체 뚜뚜뚜지 뚜 삼바다 양나 나치 샹라 텐도 뚜게기 뚜뚜나 랑기 드링기 뚜뚜비 니바이나 카체 뚜뚜뚜 drup sambata. Oye yangna rangi gyewa katsi chitutuji. Drup sambata chungwayina digi ani samlo di shoke ki kinglong digi ani tan digi nima chik digi ningangla pendo yungi resi gore. Roa nima ningangla di karsa gyawar muchi galo nangi yor gyawar muchi ta tsikche jitu inji tolo jitu ta karsa mada inji nangla just one small thought of positive in the morning can change the whole day. Yeah, like that. 저게 어디 개천 부르스.
So, on a daily basis, however much we are able to, we should focus on setting this kind of intention for the day. Like when we get up in the morning thinking, I'm going to do however much positive I can do today. And setting that kind of intention makes a great difference, not just for that moment, but for the entire day. So it's extremely important to, if we have, you know, on a daily basis, get up and think, you know, however much positive I can do, I'm going to do that today. And however much I can benefit others, I'm going to do that today. And so, like Geshe-la said, the quote from His Holiness the Dalai Lama, that just that one small thought in the morning can bring about this great benefit of all day. So we should think about the great benefit that comes from setting that kind of intention, particularly just right when we get up.
Oh yeah, that dinde je samlo tambe gon ta manzu tiring dini chenju khasang gi hlangma dini ma shye yins.
So we'll then pick up from the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, where we had left off last time.
Oh yeah, that tiring manzu dini ma dini ya chikje khatze dirwa niba chita du she ba se kangzengi kangze kangshi me do shi ta ji ngo bu mi mi ba te zeng nge me den ta wa lo yi den na chita ne es dirta
di pego ge paro po di la ver ves
a ma re ta di gar su ta di ten da rang lu re ye da kangzeng kangshi me ta ka ji ge 최전 정신이 빼나 아 동시 최전 정신이 동바데 엠바트바레 시기하라 빼나 최전들라 딱제 최최최 타 정신이 마주바 녀바라 다 딱된 전에 많이 바데 동바데로 동바니데 다 동바니데 뭐네 된다 뭐만데 디레샤 이나야 디다 엠바트바 뭐네 디 엠바트바레샤 삼된게인데 야 용시기로 와 딱된 전에 내루 타르도데 녀용데 야 내가 탔던데 네 받대. 다 삼로 고안 네 받대. 다 배때 또 하나다 동바대 된득진기 말해. 동바니라 삼로 고아 땅땅땅 강잠저진이 딱된자네 만예비 초라 고안년이 만예 받대요. 다 된바대 레샤 삼데나 디노바레스. 딘데지에 요마레스 딱진 오보대. 다 된단 된바니까 동반이 동시 체전 된바 매바 나신 대기 동이양 된바 매바 해서 어디서 그래.
So here then we're picking up, and this is on 478 in the Tibetan with verse 33, and this is a like kind of explanation in particular. And so here I was just asking Geshe-la, because in one translation, this one by Wallace, it quotes this verse as being from the Yogacharan position, but I don't think that's how it's being interpreted here exactly. So we've been talking here about when one is engaged in this kind of meditation of investigating and trying to find the basis of designation. And so if one is engaged in that kind of investigation and comes to the unfindability, like there is no such truly existent thing, the unfindability of that basis of designation, and sort of has reached that ultimate mode of the nature of being of phenomena, there are some who would not be satisfied with just that unfindability, but they want to say that that itself, that emptiness or that lack of true existence, is somehow truly existent. And so here in this verse, this is again verse 33, where it's saying, when something is not apprehended and it is considered non-existent, then how can this non-entity, which has no foundation, remain before the mind? So it sort of is from the perspective of another school, in that they think that that unfindability or that ultimate mode of being itself must somehow be truly existent. For them, that's kind of the logic that they need to follow.
Oh yeah, that comes that the deva the lotion the kangit se mobo gashi tembar mete stan mobo karina tembar mebe junze tembar mete she tache chie ki tachi mobo the tembar mete se jupchalake tembar mete tembar yena mis rungal mami be chil se junze lake ne oh tindiki junze tela tene teme to talk with he says oh that the pena nyugudrochi tembar mete tempara yena mixu runga le mamik bi chiris, ra? Yena mixu runga le mamik bi chiris, dizamba nangrung mamik ba namjing nanzo taga nangrung mamik ba ta minangwa mamik ba asyaji. Nangrung mamik ba si yena nangduru, pena kangpa di nangla langchen yeme thoba sagi yena ngan miji. O langchen mete yo mares, yena nanzo tongyei tonggeye re, tongrung res, inza nanzo madongwe chiris. 강바디 나나 랑준 얘는 먼저 통고래. 지단 강바디 나라 얘는 먼저 통고기로 해서 내 뒤 통고 말해. 난도 미룽위 난졸라 난도 미룽위 희망보 여러 배나 강바디 나나 제메데 난지 마동위 치스는 균제 양다 말해. 계시 제 얘나 양 난지 통고 말어와. 나 랑준 난도 통룽으로와 난도 룽와 인자 난도 룽와 마 난도 룽장 미 미미가 따스께 와 인자. 나름 마음이 바뀌는 신체니 덴바르 유연은 만졸란 낭도 중기래 뭐고 강시 덴바르 유연은 만졸란 낭도 중기래 덴바르 매나야 만졸란 낭기도와 예나다 대회장 낭고래로 덴바르 투바 매나야 만졸란 참마 덴바르 투바 낭기요래 다 덴바르 투바 예나다 대회장 낭고로 분바도 딱제체나 딱제체나 쓰고래 딱제체위 타가 덴바르 유연은 낭고래 어딘데 인사 덴바르 메데 덴바르 유연나 만졸라 낭도 루마레 스타제 체비 타라 어에딱 따지 모보 메데 유연나 낭도 루마레 에 가서 덴바 예나 믹스 루마레 마미 비치레 덴바 예나 믹스 루마 암양나 통도 루마 땅도 루마 에 믹스 루마 또도 루마 오다 강다자 덴바 예나 통도 루마레 마통 위치레 낭도 루마레 마통 마나오 치레 Yunzen did that in Namjing Lanzo Temba maybe Temetan la baby, Ripi, Namzen, Ripa Mambo, Yubi Nam, that Ripi Namda Mambo, Yubi Nam, Tichik Gigiwa. Mami Pichir is a Taja Chevy, Tala Mami Pichir is, or this, yeah.
So then read the commentary to this particular verse, so verse 33. It says that, when one is investigating a particular phenomena, and the investigated phenomenons, sorry, this sentence is giving me a little bit of trouble. So if it were the case that this this object which one is investigating were truly existent, so one is saying that this thing is not truly existent. So It says, when something is not apprehended and it is considered non-existent, how can this non-entity, which has no foundation, remain before the mind? So, if one is saying that there is no object that is truly existent, because if one is investigating an object and trying to find something, that kind of true existence, that should be something that is suitable to be observed. So when one is doing this kind of logical analysis and investigating whether or not something is truly existent, then here, if it were the case that through this analysis that one is doing, that true existence should be observable. It should be something that one can find when one is investigating or one is going through in this way. So like, say if you have a doubt about whether or not there's an elephant in a house, you can reasonably assert that there is no elephant if you don't observe one, because that's something that is suitable to be observed. Whereas if it were some other kind of like, say rice or something, just because you're not able to initially see it, you can't say that it doesn't exist there. That's not a sort of a proper kind of a logical reasoning there. But when we have like something like an elephant, where if it were in the house, you would have to be able to see it. So it is with this kind of investigation that we are undertaking with an observed object. When you're observing a particular object and investigating for that true existence, that true existence is something that should be observable. And as it is not observable, when one then has this realization of the lack of true existence, then one realizes as well that the support of that or the basis of that is also without any kind of true existence.
Oh yeah, tinte junzen tela tene ta mimik be deme tu topa ti tse es ta tinte ki yona miksu runga le mamik bi junzen la tene ani mobo temba meba topa ti tse tembi ngeme ten che jen si ti tongshi che jen pe na nyugu dra u te ta che kante ji na tongshi che jen te tendruk tang cha yu chi tendruk ka pare rwa tembi pe na nyugu che jen tembar me te temba yena miksu runga le mamik bi che jen la di tela samlo tang yong di o nyugu temba meba resha samni tongshi che jen te temba tuba tang cha wa ka pa re te nyugu cha yu chi rete yina yang kapa tendrup siti nyugu tendrup tembar nyugu teme ta nyugu tembar mepate ta tembar mepate ngone nyugu tembar mendu ta tembar mepate tembar chupa resha samyona nyugi tingdu tendrup kapa te tendrup lo yi tingdu ani chitar nes kantes negi res ta di lenro kapa tendrup siti kapa tongi te tendrup lo yi tingdu chitar nes ta kangtar tang che jen tang 동시체전당 디 동원니까 동시체전당 동니니까 덴바마 주고 직발해서 로이 딘두 누구빼나 누구저오지 때문에 또비 로티기 나와라 나와스나미도 로팅몰라 누구 덴반 메바나신 누구 덴 덴베 동이 동이 되어 덴반 메바 직발해서 시단네스 오 인정 다 체전당 자위 신이 메베스 Chechen rang chawi peyik tila rang de rang mahre tati tanga tangre. Chechen dang chawi chenyi mebe dendong denpar chubna Chechen dang ti rangxing chubke la te denbi rangxing tu chubba ngane gaas. Dendong de dongyi de denpar chubna Chechen ki rangxing tu chubure ani Chechen diyan denpar chubure. Chechen de denpar chubba inba de ngar gaak chabares ngar ta kesa o ta dindri kini gaak chabarwa o inza dendong dan dendup nika loi tindu deme dembar meba chikpare eso otiswa.
So here again, sorry for my not stating this in the best way necessarily. So if it were the case that this object that one is investigating were truly existent, then it would have to be observable. And because it's not observable, one then has a realization that there is no such true existence. And so here, again, when one has this kind of realization that there is no such true existence, therefore the object, the basis of emptiness, the basis that one has been investigating, is established without any kind of true establishment. And so since one has eliminated that kind of true establishment, then how could there be any sort of true establishment appearing before the mind? One has eliminated that. So here, if you, like, for example, use the syllogism that the subject, a sprout, is not truly existent, because that true existence would be suitable to be observed, and it's not observed. Once one has established then that the basis is not truly existent, to then say that that lack of true existence or that emptiness is truly established is kind of absurd. So here it's saying that how could anything in terms of an appearance of true establishment come before the mind? And then here, where it continues with Chuchen, it should be Tang Drawei, so not Rang. So you can't have a kind of, if you don't have a truly existent basis, then there's no way to have some sort of like non-truly existent, or to have some truly existent nature then. So here, like, what is being said is that once one has established, based upon reasoning, laying out these various reasonings, that a particular phenomenon, a particular basis, is not truly established, then to turn around and hold that emptiness to be truly established would be absurd. If you have, like, a character that is truly established, it would need to be based on a truly established thing, and you have already eliminated that there could be an inherently existent or some sort of truly existent basis. So thereby, the kind of nature of that also needs to be lacking in true existence. And so this is, as was already established earlier.
Oh yeah, that is the concern. Yeah, the name of the law is the name of the law. The number is the name of the law. The name of the law is the name of the law. The name of the law is the name of the law. The name of the law is the name of the law. The name of the law is the name of the law. The name of the law is the name of the law. The name of the law is the name of the law. The name of the law is the name of the law. The name of the law is the name of the law. The name of the law is the Dendrup to Minepe, Loy Dina Minepe, Loy Dina, Minepe, Tetan numbers, Loy Dina Minebas, Dendrup to Chiang, Minebares, Dinjan, Tony Top T, Senna, Tetan number Shemebe City. That Tonshi Chechende Ranshinji Tuba Tomba T, Tomba Topa T, Senna. Dendruki, I'm young, Rashinji to be Dendruki number, numbers in a Dendruki, Temper to be number, Temper to be Moto, Che, Chenchi, and maybe Anita, Dendruki, Mikbi Tessotam, Dendruki, Mikke, Zero, Dendruki, Samatamje, and maybe Rabdu Shiva, yes, here to Jimoti.
So then, continuing into verse 34, when neither an entity nor a non-entity remains before the mind, then since there is no other possibility, having no object, it becomes calm. Or actually, this other translation, this has a little bit added into it, but it says, when neither a truly existent entity nor a truly existent non-entity remains before the mind, then since there is no other alternative, the mind, being without the objective support of grasping onto true existence, is calmed. So here you have the sort of, as it says here, the entity. And so this is like the subject, the basis of emptiness. And then the emptiness itself, so a non-entity is referring to that emptiness itself. And that is also not appearing as truly existent. So when one has established that there is no true existence, either of the basis of emptiness or the emptiness of that thing itself, then one, there's no sort of other thing that appears before the mind. All sort of aims or focal points have been completely pacified. All of the sort of elaborations of these various focal points have been completely pacified, because nothing other than that lack of inherent existence or that lack of true existence appears before the mind.
Oh yeah, that is chikjeti, that jase shiwa la chikjeti sumdi tini. Yeah, that namgala purwa hingsingwar, that chikjeti kapla leti jenju goni ma sungruwa. That jenju goni ma sungdi tamba, that chikjeti kapla leu gubaki. Ani kanzo nge tang nge me tang loyi tina mineba. Tete namba shemebe mikba meba rabdu shi sidi tamba ten jenju shiwa la shukti tingne ya namgala par, par sura. Namgala ya pan, ta ya namgala ya suji ya shukti ta chan ya ta su shukti ta ya chan ya tini ya namgala ya pan tini liu gubi langma de dang liu gubi langma de zo da ta namgala ya sungi sungi namgani namgala ya puryong di zamba ani namgi duine ma sungi sungi ani nyengen di zo kore su ta liu guba ta langma de zo ता लिव जुबादि अनि ता नमगल फिनि ता तिति जमते शिवल होजल फिन ते नालेंदर सुंगरो सुंगसा ते नालेंदर सुंगनि ता नमगल फिनि होजल फेरेस ता फेदि जम नमगने थारि रुरि रुरि रुति जम लिव जुबादि सुचिकि ता सुस सुचिक सिवर तातन नमजि लिव जुबादि चेंजुकि छशे रे सिंगेदा मारे सिंगे मंगबो योरे लिव Cincuk la lewu gule yo maris ingen ta, lewu cuba ngoi lewu de, ani jasas cewa le sumba maris ya do tinde yo le, ta namji ta mantu ta kepa mangce ta lewu cuba de cincuk jasas cewa le sumba res, de sumbi zaman ta taring bola pa namgalah puni ma taring ring do de lewu cuba sumbi zaman pe, ani di nang la nyengen ge nawi ngoshi nyengen di zo ge mato. Namjin nawe nge shi megen tizu makuwa yinzang, tini ta lewu juba jenju ki chashe mare singe tinte, jenju la lewu gule yo mare singe, o tinte loji yo res.
So, there is actually a sort of history.
Sikje ti zamni le ta, ille ti.
We've arrived at an important point, because this verse right here is where, according to the kind of history of the teaching of the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, is when Shantideva like levitated off of his throne during the teaching of the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. So he had been invited to teach this at Nalanda, and he was put up on this great throne. And it was when he was teaching this very verse, again, when neither an entity nor a non-entity remains before the mind, then since there is no other possibility, having no object, it becomes calm. This is when he sort of flew up or levitated up into the air and taught the rest of the ninth chapter from the sky. He was teaching the rest of this. And so those who were able to, so I think everybody was able to hear the rest of the ninth chapter, but by the time that he finished and he flew basically to southern India and landed in southern India. And so this is where we get to the kind of dispute about the 10th chapter, which is the dedication chapter of the Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, because there are those who say that this is, that 10th chapter is a part of this text, and there are those who say that it is not a proper part of this text. And this sort of controversy comes again because at this point in the text, Shantideva levitated up. And as he got farther and farther away, as he was teaching, only those disciples who had some kind of auditory clairvoyance would be able to get the rest of the text, including this 10th chapter. So there's sort of a a controversy about that 10th chapter, but anyway, we have arrived at this sort of exciting point in the text, because this is where Shantideva allegedly sort of levitated, flew off of his cushion, or his throne.
Oh yeah, no, didn't get that logic. That then any tangi chicken law, that kanga jang, tena kangi the mobile, the mobile member, then to kayam loy dinner minever tea set, then but to be number shame, maybe, and then but to be number shame, maybe, don't she don't need got loy into the temper to be made, tell a shame, that temper to be number your mare, maybe in some minepe, tea, then to be number tangi, cause a denzing, make be deso tata city, that denzing, make be deso, city, make denzing.
Then just to give a little commentary to this verse again, it says, and then, so when one doesn't have before the mind any sort of aspect of true existence, and this is referring to, and again it uses these terms entity and non-entity, but there's sort of no aspect of true existence, either of the basis of emptiness, the basis of investigation, or that emptiness itself, that lack of true existence is not truly existent. So when none of those kinds of appearances are before the mind, then because there's no sort of aspect whatsoever of this true existence, then all sort of focal points or objects of grasping at true existence have been completely pacified, or sort of all elaborations of there being some sort of true existence have been pacified, eliminated, and all that remains is that lack of true existence. So both the object and its lack of true existence, neither of those appear in this aspect of having some kind of real true existence.
Oh yeah, that kind of Tony Mosum to Toby, the Malosha, Tony Mosum to Toby, Kansaki, Mona City, Tony Mosum to Tongengi, the Kansaki, Lotting Mola, Tony Mosum to Toby, Lotting Mona, Anne, Tony Laninan, Gitturba, Turba, and Shilas, that Dendruki, Denzingi, Mikbi, Turba, Dendruki, Turba, Sura, Dendruki, Denzingi, Mikbi, Tesso, Turba, and Dendruki, Dendruki, Turba. Nangwa, then to be Nangwa Shua Masse. Ah, Tony Mosungi Mona, Tony Ninangi Turba, Turba Yang Shila City, Turba Yang Shila, Ninangi Turba Yang Shila, then to be any Turba Shua Masse, Turba Lana Nangwa de Lore. Any you can tatted to Nami Ninangi Yora, you don't you can, Tony Topi Lo, you don't bunny the you can, Loni tatted to Nami Nawa, Turba de Yang Shua. Ah.
那当你我送的到不了了，当你天气出去到不了呢，啊你，哎，你能给这，哎，你能买给江西的，你能给这边的有的是，你能给这边是的，你能他个啷个的，哦，你能的越江，电柱给这边的开发嘞，你电电柱给这边的开发，你那个是，电电柱给这边的，啊你电柱给哪个的开发嘞，是奥迪是不？ So here then, for someone from the perspective of a person who has realized emptiness directly, then any sort of dualistic appearances of with regards to emptiness are totally pacified. So when one has this kind of direct realization of emptiness, one no longer has any sort of appearances of true existence. That kind of those sorts of appearances have been pacified, as well as the kind of and sometimes it uses this word like elaborations, but this is really referring to the kind of appearances of duality in terms of the subject and object, the subject and then the subjective mind and then the object that it is perceiving are appearing as kind of separate. All of those appearances have been eliminated as well in a direct realization of emptiness. One has pacified those kinds of dualistic appearances.
오야 다 강다냐 돈이 무슨도 떠나다 돈이 또 빌로당 돈이 니데 뭐 직접 추다 추라 추샹 신시도 유동반 니데 추직체 아 유젠 돈이 또 빌로 무슨도 또 빌로 니 추 추심바지 포바도 니와 아니 추라 추루나 아니 예와 제마도 직접 통유랑 만족이 추다 추니 만족이 예와 제마도 바 뭐 직접 통유 니 남시 동반이 무슨도 또디 담아 유 동반이다 유제 동반이 또 일론이 안 타대기 뭐 타대기 남았는데 매봐 뭐 직출 출시하고 나시 차도 돈이 된지 수지 또디 아니 돈이 쓰디양 로레 술도 이어받아오지 니는 로스 이어받아오지 그 된지기 남아요 인상 빠를 때는 된지지 요 인상 돈이 쓰디 바지는 이어받아 돈이 또 일로데 수지는 시럽데 수지는 어디니 유다 유제니 카가도지 딜 니낭스 니낭데 돈이 무슨도 또디 디조 참만 늪자라 어디 출라 출샤바 예르메 로도지 로직 바지 난기요레스
So when it comes to a direct realization of emptiness, this is often described as being like water poured into water, because the perceiving mind, the mind that is perceiving emptiness, is indistinguishable from that object of emptiness. So it's like they're of one nature, of one essence, and they can't be distinguished. So when one has gained a direct realization of emptiness or this lack of true existence in that way, then the object and the perceiving mind are not separable. They're like water. If you have like two containers of water and you pour them into one, there's no way that you can distinguish between them. But so when one is still perceiving emptiness through some kind of a mental image, in that case, then the perceiving mind appears sort of separate, apart, and there is an image that it is perceiving. There's an object that can be sort of differentiated from the perceiving mind that is somehow separate and apart from that object. Whereas when one has a direct realization, those are no longer separable.
Oh yeah, that's it. Did I want to Debbie Ned with Jabba Temba Yins, Sigjet and that Sigjet did that one in my Nati, Debbie Neg of City Sanjang in Debu Sanjang in Negati. Oh, that's Sanjang is Sana, Anni, Jabba Tata, Yume, Jabba Kandi, Sanjang is Sala, Anni, Simda Simjungi, Jua, Pejan and Yora, Simda Simjungi, Jua Tata Gapa, Resiato, Namdo Tamja Shiva, Resi, O Tizuki, One Yungura, D. Kapsi, and Mikba Meva, Rabdu Shi, City. 직제디 갑스다 상쟁기 살아 니낭기 쩨바 메바 마세 쩨바 탐지 시와 남도기 쩨바야 시와 남도 상제 살아 남도 요 말에 아 니낭 상쟁기 가르스 그랬다 예 돈이 무슨도 시비 남진진거나 아니 아 가르스 그래 아니 덴두기 쩨바 시와 남도기 쩨바 시와 아 유유진 타대기 나와기 쩨바 시와 어디 딘데스 아 쩨바 탐제 상징기스인데 산나 남도 탐제 쩨바 탐제 시와레스에 다 직제 디기 값 미바메바 랍도 시스에 상징살 탐제 랍도 시와레스 인자 직제 디다 오망에 상징기 데빈네즈 제바 뜸바 인스에 디
근데 뭔가 이나 마케 캔 예든
Ninang market young Nathan, Debbie Treva Lana, Tony Tinji Tsuji Topi, Log, Tony Tinji Tsuji Topi Kabla, Tony Topi Lotella, Ninang, you're a keg your marriage. Ninaya Nathan, Debbie Treva Sting Nathan, Nathan the Tomba Nira, Tomba Niki, Treva Lana, Tomba Niki, Tato Jordan, Nathan, Debbie Treva Ladi. That dendrup did it. Then don't get Trevalana. That dendrup did it. Or dendrup the cake, but it is.
So, here, just to clarify a little bit of the last part of the sentence, when one is realizing emptiness through some kind of a mental image, although one has not eliminated all duality, as in the appearance of duality of subject and object, one has eliminated the establishment of true existence. So although one is still perceiving in a way that has the duality of subject and object, one has eliminated that appearance or the sort of elaboration of there being some kind of true existence. And so here, and then continuing this verse, as in particular the final line of that, the being without objective support, the mind is calmed. This and the following verses are teaching extensively the kind of resultant state of Buddhahood, because on the ground of Buddhahood, there is no longer, there's sort of a way of reading this that is referring in particular to the qualities of that resultant state of Buddhahood. Buddhahood, in that it's without any kind of duality, so including the duality of some, like conceptual duality, the subject and object duality, the duality of true existence and so forth, all of those have been pacified in the state of Buddhahood, and these and the next five verses actually will kind of extensively explain that.
Oh yeah, then the 폐기 개발치기 된데 숨기 요래서 대륙 야마바 Telung Jamana, Telung Jamana, Kevachin, the Mingra, or Telung Lana Lumbach Mingche, that Jamana, the Korangi Mingdo, Jamarta, the Korangi Mingdo, Inge, Jamma, or that Nelung want to Mosum to top it says that Korangita Karsam Juna, Nelung Mosum to top it say, Anne Shebatam. Tse sheba meba, sheja meba, denje di, denje jenju di dang, deni can be sheba chenes, jenju, jenju ki, nelung mosum to top with sena, ani, sheja da sheja, sheba da sheja niga, yo mares, di jenju ki gomba res, telung yamagi sigiore, jenju ki gomba, denje di dang, jenju dang, deni can be sheba lana, loven yishin yin boro, loven yishin yin biki, ya, dinangshi. Tony Topitsena, Nelumosum to Topitsena, and you the Eugenica Mebares. Just as you are, Gomban, Dires, Nelumosum to Topana, you the Eugenica Mebares. Or the Shepherd Chenes, that did change Shiwaladam, Denny Kembo, Loven, Vishinimbo Niki, Dindres, Inayan Korangi, that did give me Dusiko, that Queen Sheja Meba. 다 코랑기 삼주체나 시자 메바다 샤자 메비 테마 미리코 시세신스티니 시자 메바다 샤자 메비 아니 테마지 용기 요 말에 요 말에스다 어 돈이 모습도 또 용디 돈이 모습도 또 빌로 되라 샤자 예고래 샤자 메나 테마 용신이 말해서 코랑기 내기 없다 어때 딘디 인장 시세신 Tinde Segeres, Koraya, Tony Tentu to Degi Ores, Telu Jama Koraya, Tony Tentu to Devani, Shinda Chimbi Sheba, Jumsejam Mako, Sashin, Shinda Chimbi Sheba, Ludu Tome Dang, Ani, Tenda Jase, Shiwalata Sopi, Gombatizo, Koran Hamaku, Gomazu, Tares, Sawa, Sashin, and Tares, Tati Jerimuchi, Kona Sugio.
So here then it introduces a kind of dispute between various scholars. So here there is someone, Gyalmar from Tulung, that's just the name of the place, and his assertion is that when one realizes directly the sort of nature of a phenomena, And then there is no consciousness as well as no known object. And so here, basically he is making this assertion that according to this text, as well as Jnana Garba, who is a commentator to this text, he is saying that, and again, this is his wrong interpretation of it, that here those who sort of the great scholar of the two truths, so again, that's Jnanagarbha, and the teacher of this text, meaning Shantideva, are making an assertion that there is no, at this point, when one is having a direct realization of emptiness, there is no consciousness and no knowable object. And so he basically then is saying that it doesn't, it's not logical to have a consciousness without an object of knowledge or a valid cognition without the determined object of that. But then he turns around and makes the assertion that emptiness itself is truly existent. And so basically, Gyaltsepje here is saying this guy does not, it's clear that he does not understand even this in the slightest the sort of assertion of the great charioteers, meaning those that sort of opened up this pathway. So to make these kind of absurd claims that there is in the context of a direct realization of emptiness, no consciousness and no knowable object, and then turn around and say that that emptiness is truly existent, is quite absurd and basically shows his lack of understanding.
Oh yeah, that Rani Jha, that Rani Jha, Takpi, Takti, Takta, Takpi Shyamandu, Jyur Shindu, Umi Tuen Tokwa Lomba Ni, Mirikwa Chimbo. अनि ताजा जर्म ची कोला सुंगोर तकने ने दिलुं जमा बोला कोरान्या ताकि शेवां तो चुवास ताकि कैसने तोनी टेंटु केलेंगी ओरवा ताकता लसुमा ओ कोरान्या ताकि शेवां तो चुसिं तो अनि थरुंयां कोरां उमा बा यिं नम तो लोंबा उमी टेंट तोपा तोपा ने उमी टेंट तोपा यिं नम तो लोंबा आजा चे
falling into this kind of extreme of permanence, to then sort of be arrogant in saying that you have realized the meaning of the middle way is a great kind of arrogance, or is greatly illogical. So here, this proponent is saying that this emptiness itself is truly existent, or asserting the true existence of emptiness, thereby falling under the control of this kind of permanence, this idea of permanence. And so to then say that one is espousing the middle way is quite pretentious and illogical.
Oh yeah, that ni ma jen da sab je sun ba da te da ki ani sang jen ki yuan de xie teacher la sang jen ki che che se na min do sang jen ki sa yin ne zu de da bang bi de bu kyun sum so ba chung wa ten ba la as te da la ten ne bang bi de bu kyun sum so ba chung wa ten ba la ni ani nam dong me jang du ji re wa gong wa te ba pe da che ba as ni tan de la sa te ba me ba te ba tam je shi wa yin si di sang jen sa la ta pe te ba Tebani Shishi Temba Tsobi Sanyang Tamba Tela Chatsalos Tebani Shishi Temba Siti Teba Tamche Shiware Namdoki Teba Namdoki Teba Tamche Mejang Ani Duji Rewa Konga Peta Cheba Takashiki Topasur Ani Namdo Mena Sanje Jumden Tela Che Temba Chao Nyambi Kinoya Yo Marewe Sigur Tanamjing and so Mantola Yoro, Sunny Lega di Chow, Nani Lega di Chow, Tichana Yapoyo, Tichana Yapoyo Marcemi, Namdo de Yora, Kilong Namdo, Kilong Topa de Yora, Ta Sangela, Namdo Yomare, Namdo Tamje, Shiwara, Ta Shiwa Mena, Ta Topa Segura, and Sangela Simjela, Chu Temba Chow Nyambada, Sunny di Chow Nyambada, and Shendin Duber Chow Nyambi Tindigi. Gulondi Yomare, Sigurta, Topa Jihiri, O Dilla, Anni Namdo Menaya, Dichau, Dichau, Yamba Yon Chokiri, Sigita, Jim Poetri. Namdo Major Duji Rewakoma, Rewakoma, Tepa, Peta Jeba, Tela Zeba Pongas. O Dadinima, Tangbodella, Sangela Topa Tamja, Neva Shiva Yina, Singitenda Ledre, Sangela Topa Tamja, Neva Shiva Yina, Topa Tamja, Neva Yina. Dujala che temba chao nyambayang mebe An dujala che temba chao nge di chao sambayang Samlo diya yo ma res Di mena ani che khandesi tengi res Gulong mena 이면은 두자가 체된데 긴롱요 말 긴롱면은 체크한테 땡기레스나 아니 심지어 체된 것까지 텐제바 미대토 세나 스타디 토바사르 어디 subject of this.
So then, turning to the next topic, this is teaching the coming about of the excellent result of abandonment. So this is referring to the kind of excellent qualities of Buddhahood, whereby all kinds of elaborations and all appearances have been eliminated. And so there arises then, for some, this idea that, well, if there's no kind of elaboration whatsoever, including the sorts of elaborations of conceptuality, then how is it that a Buddha has intention to do anything? How could we talk about the Buddha, say, teaching for the benefit of others if there's no possibility of having that thought or that intention? Because the Buddha has eliminated, has pacified all of those kinds of conceptual elaborations. So this topic is then divided into two, and the first of these is showing that although the Buddha doesn't have any kind of conceptual conceptuality, it's still logical that he is able to fulfill the wishes of beings together with an example. And then his second is eliminating any sort of dispute with respect to that. So here, someone, again, might think that, well, if the Buddha has no conceptuality, then there's no way for him to have the motivating kind of conception, the thought to teach to his disciples. And without that kind of intention to teach, how could we possibly talk about the Buddha fulfilling the aims of beings? So here, someone raises this kind of doubt, thinking that, if the Buddha has thoroughly pacified all conceptuality, then since he's lacking this thought, like, oh, I should teach the Dharma to these disciples, then it's illogical to say that he does these things, these sorts of activities, such as teaching Dharma to sentient beings. We can't talk about the Buddha carrying out those actions if one has just asserted that all conceptuality has been eliminated, and thus there's no intention.
Oh yeah, that's Sanjay la tindu ki kyunlong da nanzo lega kare ji na kyunlong ngan du tang goro wa kyunlong ngan du ma tang pa dhubya yo ma re le kante ji cheba ina ya kyunlong ngan du jo gara ta kyunlong ji ji Jesus, Legate Chigi, and DJs Legate Chigi. That's Sanjay, the Nazo Mandavi Junzen Karesna, Namjing and Sanjay Yendan Dizota, that Sanjay Gachin Chamus to Sosazu Dang, and the Teller Tenet Topa Rimji, that Solam Tomata, Ninja Chimbone, Sunday, that Solam Jolam Tolam Colum, Milo Lam Sichani, Lam Rimba Gila, Jesu, that Teta, Tetaki Yendan, Sada Lamji Yendan, Mambuji Yore. Rik ta tingi zin la soba, o di zo ki yen ten yong su zo pa kong du chi pa sang jian si di zin pa, sang jian xin pa la ngen tang pa di zo xin gu rwa sang jian si di yen ten ka zi kong du chi du mang nyung o, ta chang la di wa jie du me ba re ta cho ka zi sa do la di cho ya jie du me ba re o din zi ji cho sa dip jang ka su re cho da yu do bi yen ten da din zi na yong di sang jian si di tar la ani 콤바 탈치 뭐 만든 니 다진 나시 강강 되니 강강을 가서 내 콤바 탈치 소나 아니 콤바 시티 만든 콤바 겁나 아니 제라 양자 내가 제마 치에들 좋아 싫다 고야요 말어 막 겁나 배조 쇼 치고라 보배 아니 야포지 용래 마 용래 딱딱 배조 쇼 검소나 되니 배조 고 말해 인정 상게 콤바 탈치 뭐 인정 Pemir Hindup said, Petzo Meba Hindi Duba said Chungyor. Petzo Meba Hindi Duba Dubi Yenden, the Sangian La Yeti Zamba, Anni Gilong and Dang Mare, Nisani Di Chao Nyam, Nisani Che Tango, Ninani Che Dindaji, Nisani Duja Dindaji, Jimmy Bachego, and Dindaki Gilong and La Tangi, and Dindaji Chio Mare, Sangian Dujaki Soat Melam Tapa, Ledan Kawa Tabatang, Sangianki. Gomba Tumbani, Tinyamdu, Chawati, Ben, Ne, Sanjengi, Che Sheko, Sambi, Gilong, Tang Mogoa, 두자기 쏘았다 바당 상쟁기 랑상 쳇땡 투기요래 라 기롱년 동네 쳇땡고 삼바띵도 꾀에요 말했어 고 상쟁다 쳇땡고 두자기 쏘아멜람 땀나 상쟁라 랑라 가리이나야 쓰여놈 가리이나 톱기래에서 예지 오다 디 상쟁기 연대래에서 다 디 직제디 딘디 디라고 쉐기요래
When we are doing any kind of activity as ordinary beings, we have to have an intention or a thought that precedes that. Like, oh, I'm going to do this activity. We create an intention or set a motivation, and that is how we undertake actions. That's what we need to be able to do something. However, this is something that is different for the Buddha. The qualities of the Buddha, again, are things that are discussed extensively elsewhere, but talking about like the kinds of gaining merit for three countless eons and the kinds of qualities that come when one has proceeded through the various paths, beginning with the path of accumulation and going through the path of preparation to the path of seeing, the path of meditation, and the path of no more learning and so forth. And all of the various qualities, there are texts that discuss the various qualities that Buddha gains, like the qualities of meditative stabilization and all of the various other kind of qualities through this path that a Buddha proceeds on. And really, at the end of the day, the Buddha's qualities are almost beyond what we are able to express. Those kind of qualities, when they have become fully developed, when one has gone to the sort of end of habituating to those qualities or perfected, completed them, then they become these sort of qualities that are almost beyond what we are able to understand. So when we are habituated to something, we are able to do that kind of activity without a great deal of effort. If we have done something many, many times over, then it's much easier for us to do that without putting in a great deal of effort. When it comes to then the qualities of Buddhahood, this is something where when the Buddha has fully developed, has fully manifested those qualities of enlightenment, then it no longer requires the kind of effort and intention, but rather the qualities of a Buddha are such that he or she is able to act spontaneously, effortlessly. And so on the ground of Buddhahood, there is no need for intention. It's not as though the Buddha has to have a thought of wanting to teach to disciples, but rather when a student thinks, oh, I want, or makes a request for the Buddha to teach, that is instant. It is something that can be fulfilled without any kind of effort or intention. And so this is a distinct quality of the Buddha, such that one no longer, on the ground of Buddhahood, needs to have the thought, oh, I am going to undertake this activity, but rather the activities of a Buddha are spontaneous and effortless.
Oh yeah, that's how it is. Kinlong in Namdo, Sanjian le Che Tengguan Nyambi, Kinlong in Namdo, Menayan. Sanjian le Namdo, Che Namdo, Simjian le Che Tengguan, Shenten Drukko, Sanbi Namdo, Dengen le Drogura, Kinlong de. Oh, Sanjian le Dinde Menayan, Rangi Soa Tabada, Rangi Chena, Ani, Yuenden de Rang le Chikba Shaki Reis. Namdo ki, Kinlong Nendu Tangni, Simjian Shenpen le Chanju Simba Chiki, Kinlong Nendu Tangni, Simjian Shen le Che Sheba Tang. Sanjian ki Kinlong, Namdo ki Kinlong Meba, Ani, Rangi, Rang le Che Nyende Yeba Tang, Rangi Che, Sanjian le Soa Tangni Che Nyende Yeba Ina, 랑싱이 용기를 해서 뱀에 흔들지 어디니 아 균롱이 맨아야 남독이 균롱 맨아야 아니 샌덴 두툭기래 체라서 밭덴 두툭기래서 가인스마 상젠 균롱에도 균롱이 배조를 믿어봐 뱀에 흔들지 해서 뱀아 이신 누구 빠삼시 기다려와 용공와 대신 두자 멜람지 왕기자위 군이 남스 다 이신 누구 빠삼시 시대 뱀아 미라 이신 누부단 살아 박성기 신스거든 밀라 소아답사 이신 누부라 소아답나 아니 양 대된 죽기래서 그래 대된 가래이나 새 디기 대된데 이신 누부라 소아답나 새 침이 대된 죽여요 말해 이신 누부 어 새 침이 새 디라 대된 소아답나 아니 새 디기 롱제단 내 매바라우지 소아답나 이신 누부라 죽기래서 살아 살남기 랑기 사이 유기 박성기 신스야지 그렇다 디라 아니 체디기 체도 아니 롱제 다 내나자라 미용에 메람 따바이나 두기레스 이나야 빠삼 계신다 이신 누구라 현대 두비 귤롱 요 말 코절라 셈이 요 말와 상제야 디나 신레스 상제라 셈 메바다 말에 난 디메 귤롱 메바 디나 신레스 그래 대신도 두자라 melam ki wis so so duja so si rang gi tyo chengmi chengma dang di gi melam ta so nam dang melam ki wang gi ani jawi kun nang wo sa ani che ti la rang gi ani sang jian cha ye dang sang jian gi che nye ye dang wo ta di zo chang ma rang gi duja rang gi melam da te pa da wo din ji wang gi yong gi le ma do sang jian la nge di la che she gu di la che ma she gu sang bi
So, here then, even without the kind of intention of thinking like, oh, I want to teach the disciples and so forth, the Buddha spontaneously, effortlessly acts out these various deeds. We, as sentient beings, on the other hand, have to have a conceptual intention or motivation for undertaking of various kinds of activities. But the Buddha is not like that. There's no need to have that sort of conceptual motivation preceding any of the various actions, like teaching to other sentient beings. But rather, when a disciple, potential disciple, has the desire to hear teachings and makes those requests and so forth, that will naturally come about. This is the quality of the Buddha's enlightened wisdom, such that even without any kind of conceptual motivation, the Buddha is able to spontaneously fulfill the wishes of other sentient beings. And so here in verse 35, it says, just as a wish-fulfilling gem and a wish-granting tree satisfy all desires, in the same way, the image of the victor or the Buddha is considered to fulfill all desires, motivated by the needs of disciples and the vows of the awakened one. This is referring to the fact that if and whether or not these things exist, but if we have a wish-fulfilling gem and we make a request of that, there's no like motivation from the side of that gem. It just fulfills our desires, whatever sort of worldly desires in this life we might want, one can get on the basis of asking this wish-fulfilling jewel. Or a wish-granting tree. It's often said that in the divine realm there is a wish-granting tree. And in both of these examples, this object doesn't have a mind, doesn't have some sort of motivating factor that is providing for whatever one might need. And although it's not exactly parallel to the Buddha, because the Buddha does have a mind, the Buddha is able to act without any kind of motivation. Due to the force of merit and the requests made by students and so forth, this spontaneous enlightened activity functions even without that kind of conceptual motivation necessary.
Oh yeah, that's something that she's doing. The kilo la double, Maris, right? Kang da tian nam dao di nam dao da yue ya Maris. Ani she's doing the kilo la double ya Maris. Wo da ding ding zang. Da duji da ma ji ba ren ni ta ji guo de luo de. Duji sangjian da che ba la su bi sen nam sa bi tu dang. Ani sangjian ji sangjian ji tuo ba mei xin du sen jian ji bei mei lin du du che ba qiu ji niang bi ngan ji da jiao sangjian mei lam tar qin ba ruo. Melam yonsu zopa. Sangjian melam yonsu zopa ra, melam tarchimba. Tap top, nanzo parchin ju ziti zamba, parchin chugi gangla. Tap top, melam yeshe ki parchin seji yore. Tap ki parchin, top ki parchin, melam ki parchin, yeshe ki parchin. Melam ki paro du chimba. Sangjian chumdende melam ki paro du chimba kandese yore. Ani, nasang jebi tuina, ani, namdok la tuemi kiwa, zowa la pezo la tuemi kiwa, zowa namdok ki pezo la tuemi kiwa, shenten pemel hindu tu cheba churchi nyami, ta jewa mambo la ngenji melam taba inzang, dindiki melam ki tuen chuba inzang, sanjian ki, ani wangi, ani jawi kusu, suji ku duja la ma nangne, ani cheshi, tuenba de pepar yes. Ta ma lo shang, ta melam taba tene, oda de dipa tuli aya.
Yeah. So here, the sort of teaching of the Dharma and so forth is not something that the Buddha needs to be motivated by or have a sort of conceptual motivation, but rather that it's due to the power of accumulated merit and so forth that disciples meet with the Buddha, and non-conceptually, the Buddha is able to spontaneously accomplish the needs of sentient beings without any sort of conceptual motivation, without needing to have a kind of thought, oh, I'm going to benefit them first. And this is in part due to the fact that a Buddha has perfected the power of prayer. The Buddha has perfected many different kinds of activities and qualities, the six perfections as well as the last four, method and power and gnosis or knowledge and prayer. And so at the time of being fully enlightened, a Buddha no longer needs to set the intention or make the intention to benefit other sentient beings, but having perfected that power of prayer such that a Buddha actually arises in the form of a form body of the victor, the Buddha, it is extremely logical that the Buddha would then do or give teachings in that kind of form, because this is the culmination of the practices of the Buddha, and thereby it's not illogical that the Buddha is able to fulfill the needs of beings without a conceptual motivation.
Rida tindiki ipta tindi tsoda manyungi da tsawa chechung yungiri mato nima korangi ngayene sacha dila tsawa che da ta di yuwa maare nimi ngayene di nangshin res, nimi yuese nangshin kinla tuje chenpo nyering meba nima da dawa inayang sacha kashela siwa da sacha kashela tsawa da di yuwa de sosoki sosiwa ngayene ani di yungi yuwa re tindi inzang Sangjian ki tinles na mindu zepa de bemel hindu yinzang, bemel hindu diyang kuen la tuje chenpo nyering meba yinzang jikpa nyamba re, tinle nyamba jukpa inayang sosu yungye ne ta soa melam tak matap la rak le gyori chilap juk ma juk siyede o yinzang sangjian ki chilap juk ma juk siyede ta sosu yungye ne sangjian la tepa da yiche ta soa tap gewa dupo sonam sapa yina sangjian ki chilap jupa, sangjian ki sung teba, sangjian ki gu jaba, o dinde yongi yore, ta kanta. Susi nguye ne, ani teba meba, soa mataba, ani tso masaba, o dinde yena ani sangjian ki sung teba tang, dizo yongi yore mare. Dita, susi kien re mato, sangjian ki kien marwa, o dina si. Susu pen namjian ganzo re, di laura, rangi k, rangi kate changla tesona, rangi tongbala nima poki marwa, di nimi kien mares, di rangi kata jote norwa, rangi nima la kata na, nima ye chote rangla poki re gengi tisu. Rangi kata tongde nima la jap tende na, rangi tuyla nimi chote legi mare, di nima ki kien mare, nima ki, di rangi kien rwa, o di nasi, ta nganzo susi bejun chena ta tuktuki res, oda dede shashu.
So here, the Buddha and his enlightened activities are likened to the sun, wherein the sun shines on everything indiscriminately. And so too, the Buddha has great compassion and great love for all sentient beings without any kind of discrimination, without holding some closer and some distant. And so it's like the sun. I mean, the sun shines down. It doesn't give sort of more heat to one area or less to another. It's indiscriminate. And we see, though, that there are places where the weather is warmer and the weather is cooler and so forth. And that's because of the sort of differences of those individual places. It's not because the sun has decided or somehow isn't shining as brightly on a particular place. And so the activities of a Buddha, motivated by this great compassion and love for all sentient beings without any kind of discrimination, abide or sort of spread out equally over all sentient beings. but it is dependent upon our own kind of faith in the Buddha, our confidence in the Buddha, the kind of requests that we make, the effort from our own side as to whether or not we receive those blessings, whether we receive the enlightened activities of the Buddha. So whether or not we are able to meet with the Buddha and the Buddha's teachings and be able to hear and study those teachings is really dependent upon our own development of faith and confidence in the Buddha. It's not as though the Buddha is not equally providing enlightened activities to all sentient beings. So again, using this example of the sun, if like during the winter you are standing and facing the north and you're complaining because you're not getting any sun on your face, it's not the fault of the sun. You have your back to the sun and thereby are not getting any of the light on you. And it's the same way when it comes to the Buddha. The Buddha's enlightened activities pervade everywhere equally, but it is really dependent upon our own faith and confidence in that as for whether we are able to benefit from them. So we'll stop there for today. So we don't have time today, but if people do have questions, please keep them and we'll try to make time to ask next time.
Thank you, mandala offering. Saji Pogi in English. Supreme Teacher, who sees and explains as it is, dependent arising that pacifies fully the mind that sees subject and object as dual, All accomplished one, please bestow good fortune here. Losong, victor who spreads the life force of teachings held in the tradition of 17 pundits. Skilled landless charioteer with your lineage, please bestow your blessings to accomplish our prayer. Four pious achieved, you spontaneously accomplish the welfare of ourselves and others. Armed with patience, you teach the teachings of the Transcendent Friend. Fearless, venerable guru, we beseech you. As Buddhist teachings decline, little left behind, just common words for explanation and practice. You hold Dharma scriptures and realizations. Possess their true meaning, please quickly return. By study and reflection, you cross the ocean of sutra and tantra subjects far to fathom. Endowed with correct views, samadhi, and ethics, noble virtuous teacher, please quickly return. By the infallible two truths of existence, and specifically due to the activities of Vaigriva and the protector Cham Singh, may this heartfelt request be quickly accomplished.